Hutchinson back with Richard Zokel for our Rub of the Mind podcast for MindLink Golf. And Dick, coming off the FedEx Cup, the Tour Championship, I am always intrigued, and this guy has always intrigued me, you know, because he's an enigma wrapped in a mystery. Paul Casey, one of the nicest guys in the world. Always enjoyed talking with him. I remember he broke on tour. You know, I've had some great discussions with him, one of the great guys in there. And yet, you know, you see him going into the final round of the Tour Championship, up by two. And not only that, it's not so much that he didn't win it, it was just the way his final round went. You know, he just didn't seem to have it in the final round. What is it about? I mean, obviously the talent is there. What's going wrong there?
Well, you know, he no doubt has the talent, the physical talent. You know, he shoots 65 in the third round, and he looked unstoppable. He looked like he's destined to, you know, and in his mindset in the third round, if they're able to continue on with the fourth round, he would have perhaps won the tournament.
Yeah.
However, there's this thing, and it's all psychological. And Paul Casey, you're right, he's the nicest guy in the world, got a terrific golf swing, but he has not been able, there's a barrier, there's a psychological barrier. And in obviously it's in his mind, and obviously it is once he gets into playing in the final group with that lead, he's not able to get settled, calmed down enough over shots where he was able to in the third round to shoot that 65. It's just a little higher anxiety. Perhaps he's pushing a little harder. And when it's disruptive enough to have those smallest, you know, putts are now lipping out rather than going into the middle of the hole. Shots aren't as crisp. And it's just that level of comfort that he doesn't have, which would normally have allowed him to perform the way he can. And it's something that he has to get through. And it's all about being present. And it's all about being able to calm down in that situation.
I would imagine going to the first tee for the final round up by two, you know, you have talked very often about being so results focused as opposed to just playing your game. And I would think going to your first tee, you know, the first thing that you're thinking is, you know what, my life can change right here. Not only get maybe possibly $10 million richer, but my life changes because nobody thinks of me as the guy who's only won one event on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And basically the thoughts you have walking to that tee, like everyone who walks to that first tee in the tournament is nervous, is anxious, and it's you know, you need to just calm things down, get through your routine and let things settle down as quickly as possible. But, you know, if you are thinking of those expectations that, you know, you walk to the tee and thinking, well, if I win this tournament or if I make this $10 million, those are so destructive. They're expectations, and they will just put anxiety on a rocket booster, and you're going to have the hardest time you will ever have.
Right.
What you have to do is, even though you're excited and everyone's excited on the first tee jitters, you want to establish assessing and executing shots, and then get calmed down into a rhythm, and and settle down and perform. So if you look at all the top 12 guys who finished in the event, they're shooting in the 60s, they're shooting in the 60s, they're shooting 65, they're shooting 68s, and Paul Casey, even though he was the leader going into the final round, he needs to settle down, he needs to perform, and he can't shoot those 73s in the final round. He, you know, his first birdie didn't happen until the 18th hole. He needs to calm down, get his focus, and perform in the moment. And he hasn't been able to get a handle on it, and he's struggled with it.
Yeah, how can you separate, you know, your result anxiety from just playing your game? I mean, the game seems, you know, for a guy to get to Paul Casey's level, it's a natural thing. But you almost trip over yourself, don't you?
Mm-hmm, you do.
Yeah.
Yes, it's all about where you place your attention. And if you place your attention on results, then you're going to emotionally attach to results, both good results and bad results. And that's the problem. You need to break that. So when you put your attention on results, and they don't go well, then it creates more, it's an emotional incarceration. You get angry, you get frustrated, you start to push more, and it only gets worse. The thought discipline that you must have, and it's hard to do, it's easy to say, but you must change your focus, your attention, and not put them on the results, and place them squarely on the process. The process is putting your attention on one shot at a time, on assessing that shot, mm-hmm. and then executing that shot. And then you need to learn to emotionally detach from the results. You have to practice it. So when Paul Casey gets in these extreme situations for him, which are when he has the lead in the final group, that he can rely on that conditioned response.
Right.
So when he does that, then he's able to detach, and he has to certainly do it. And again, it's easier said than done. So if you're not good at this, it even makes it harder to do. But you've got to. It's a discipline that has to be done each and every time you swing the golf club, so it can carry on into those pressure moments.
You know, we probably don't notice it as much with Paul Casey, just because I mentioned earlier, he's such a nice guy, and you know, probably one more to smile than do anything. But I guess if you're talking about a guy who is probably more obvious with it, a guy who's a little more fiery, a little more tempestuous, it's Sergio Garcia. When he was, you know, before the Masters this year, you know, when obviously he was having a lot of hard luck in winning a major championship, everyone expected it years ago from him. You know, the pressure built up on him over his career. You know, I remember people saying when he was in his early 20s that why hasn't he won a major yet, you know? And yet, you know, you saw so many indications from Sergio over the years that this really was getting to him. I think of one at the British Open, you know, when he said that, you know, that I'm just not good enough to win a major. You know, and there's been all these controversies surrounding Sergio over the years. I remember once at Bethpage Black for the U.S. Open, he got mad because Tiger Woods got a certain tee time, or, you know, and it was just starting to show. And I mean, to me, Sergio leaked oil publicly, you know, as opposed to Paul Casey, who's a little more quiet about it.
He absolutely did, you know, at the U.S. Open at Bethpage, Sergio was, you know, making obscene gestures back at the New York crowd, which was not a good idea.
Sure.
And you know, then at the Masters, he finally said, I'm not good enough.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, he was incarcerated by his own emotions. He's a perfect example.
Yeah.
And to a large degree, Paul Casey's doing the same thing, only not as, self-deprecating as Sergio was. But regardless, they have to get through that barrier. And finally, Sergio was able to, and I think, perhaps the golf gods had seen enough, and they finally relented to Sergio to perform on the back nine. But the bottom line is Sergio finally gave up. He gave up. He just let it go and let whatever was going to happen, happen. And that gave him the freedom to play well on the back nine, whereas in other cases he was either blaming, you know, other people or his caddy or, you know, anything but himself. So Paul Casey's going to have to go through that breakthrough again. He's going to have to deal with it if he's expected to win, you know, one of the major tournaments. And he's going to have to get present. He's going to have to get, you know, a thought process to allow him to calm down, and the only way he's going to do that is to access the present moment.
Well, the I guess what's probably digging at him, and probably was at Sergio too, is the fact that Paul Casey isn't getting any younger. He's 40 years old now.
Yes, and we watched that with Phil when Phil was he was moving into his 40s when he won his first major in 2004, and then he won a bunch of them. There was a time when we were all wondering, is Phil ever going to win a major? And then once he got through that and won very handedly his first Masters, then And I think, you know, that's a barrier that everyone's, it's the same barrier that these guys on the web.com tour, their barrier is trying to get to the PGA Tour.
Sure.
And then once you get to the PGA Tour, you're trying to, you know, break the barrier of making the 125, or then, you know, Graham DeLatte trying to win for his first time.
Sure.
These are all barriers that, and now Paul Casey's trying to get through this barrier. They're all the same step.
Yeah.
And the solution that causes them to break these barriers are always the same thing.
Yeah.
It's always about settling down, getting present, so you can optimize your performance to break these barriers.
You know, it's funny because a lot of people, no matter what profession you're in, a lot of people, you know, when you get into a situation like this, you know, where you're facing something that's very difficult for you, a lot of people will tell you, go back to square one, go back to where you're from, go back to your roots, and figure it out from there. Because, I mean, in the case of Garcia and Casey, both very talented guys. I mean, you know, what they do naturally should be enough to win them a major or two, you know. And but it's like you said, it's easier said than done, right?
Well, there's no doubt. There's no doubt about their talent. They can hit the best golf shots in the world, and this is what MindLink Golf Technologies is all about. Yeah. You can have the best equipment, you can have the best golf swing, and it'll mean nothing unless you have the proper mindset.
Right.
And in breaking through to optimize everyone's potential, it doesn't matter if you're a 20 handicap or Sergio Garcia,
right,
if you aren't able to access the present moment, and that's where you place your attention, if you're falling into golf insanity and constantly thinking about the results, then you're never going to be able to get out of that rabbit hole and escape that emotional incarceration. When golfers find this emotional freedom, that's when they become powerful, and that's when they can play to their very finest.
Well, I know earlier this year, Sergio winning the Masters was definitely a highlight for a lot of people, a highlight of the season. And certainly going forward, if Paul Casey were able to break through, that'd definitely be a highlight for a lot of people as well, a lot of fans of Paul Casey.
It will be. You know, we sit here transfixed on those who are trying to break these barriers.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's the beauty of it.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to watch Tiger get to Jack. He wasn't able to do it. We don't think he's going to be able to now, but this is what life presents us, and this is certainly what golf presents us, and these are the challenges, these internal challenges in order to optimize, and the secret's really simple.
Yeah.
You just got to stay present.
Yeah. Well, that's what they get the big bucks for, and that's what you get the big bucks for, right?
That's right. Thanks so much, Hutch. It's always a pleasure talking to you about this, and I think that it's something that we can pass on to those listeners.
Always interesting conversation, Dick. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Hutch.